Our reporter Teresa Craig has been looking to the past and at some of the key moments in the council's history.
The gates of one of the city's most iconic buildings close, marking the end of an era. Walking the corridors of the Guildhall and into what used to be the old council chamber, you can't help but think, if walls could talk.
Surely there is land enough for everyone.
The room is now for interactive exhibitions. In the council's history, there have been over 40 mayors and deputy mayors since the 70s, when 26 district councils were established.
The majority on the council voted to revert to the old Irish name. It's now Derry City Council, and that is the reddest of rags to the loyalists.
It hasn't always been plain sailing. In 1984, the name of the Nationalist Control Council was changed from Londonderry to Derry, sparking a row.
13 loyalists barricaded themselves inside the city's Guildhall.
At the time, the decision proved controversial, with DUP council members, including Gregory Campbell.
This modern-day act of defiance also had a violent outcome, with the police breaking into the Guildhall despite being doused by a hose.
Outside, it's a rainy day in Guildhall Square, and for some of those rushing past, the name change row is a memory amongst others in the council's history.
Just a name that's changing the name. Back to its correct name.
Ah, the troubles. It hit you in the face every time you get up. Everything was involved around politics at that time.
John Young was going to the aid of William Nash when he was shot. John Young was innocent.
My brother, William.
The events of Bloody Sunday played a pivotal role in the Troubles. Almost 40 years later, thousands flooded the square here for the outcome of the Savile inquiry. Shouts of innocent echoed, and then a hushed silence as the crowd listened to an apology from Prime Minister David Cameron.
And for that, on behalf of the government, indeed on behalf of our country, I am deeply sorry.
It's a different Guildhall Square today. Some passers-by recall the 80s, when many, including SDLP leader John Hume, marvelled at the construction of a new bridge, which always remained that, even decades later.
And the whole purpose of the bridge in the first place, of course, was as part of a communications improvement in the entire area.
To officially declare the Peace Bridge open and hand it over to the people.
And another landmark in 2011, when the Peace Bridge opened, linking Ebrington to the rest of the city, which was to take centre stage in 2013.
The big event for me was the City of Culture, where I just thought it was extraordinary.
Culture Secretary Ed Daisy.
I'm delighted to announce that the winner of the competition to be the first UK Capital of Culture is Derry London Derry.
Derry City Council billed the UK City of Culture year as a new chapter in the journey from plantation to peace, and promised a legacy that would last for generations.
We're from Derry!
The City of Culture.
Yeah! While that may have been deemed ambitious by some, the year brought the city into sharp focus, and thousands of visitors followed, with events like the All-Ireland FLA and Radio 1's Big Weekend. When the Guildhall clock strikes midnight tonight, it will be the end of an era.
Very much so. Teresa Craig reporting there. And of course, tomorrow it's our Super Council switchover day here on Breakfast. We are in Strabane tomorrow morning. Mark and the team on lunchtime will be in Limavady later in the day as well. If you have a particular question about the Super Council changes, whether it be your bins or you're going to want to help them with your